I had, to be honest, been counting on something more impressive. I'd been expected to be led down a flight of stairs to the Czech Interior Ministry's equivalent of the Situation Room in the West Wing. Star Trek-type doors would swish open, and the Czech Nancy McNally would lead me urgently into a room full of blinking computer screens and people in uniform speaking in hushed tones. The newly founded Centre Against Terrorism and Hybrid Threats is not that. It's not even clear whether they actually have a designated room. The senior official who received me at the ministry suggested it was more a case of 15 or so specialists spread out over various departments, keeping in touch on Twitter. "We've got an old storeroom on the ground floor full of computers," the ministry's spokesman told me with a giggle. "We were thinking of using it to show to journalists." Nonetheless, there is a sense of threat, and security is paramount. I wasn't even supposed to say what floor of the ministry I was on. Inside a nondescript meeting room, the official briefed me on what his team was looking out for. It was not, he stressed, interested in stories about Elvis still being alive, for example. Rather, the unit's employees, a mixture of people with police, legal and IT backgrounds, would be governed by three simple rules when deciding whether to react to online content being spread on social media. Is it disinformation? Are there publishable facts available to disprove it? And does it pose a threat to the country's internal security? Examples where the answer to all three was clearly yes included a widely spread Facebook post falsely claiming the Berlin Christmas market attacker had links to the Czech Republic, and a video spread by a Canadian news site purporting to show migrants raping a teenage girl. It was, in fact, police CCTV footage of a group of drug dealers fighting in the street in Prague. In both cases, the stories were quickly debunked on the unit's dedicated Twitter feed. It all sounds worthy and welcome, especially in an important election year, with many officials worried that online trolls and dodgy websites, many of them either sympathetic to or funded by the Kremlin, will try and sow panic and fear to influence voters. The content is often pro-Russian, pro-Putin, anti-EU, until recently anti-Obama but now pro-Trump, anti-migrant, Islamophobic, hysterical and, alarmingly, increasingly popular. Some 25% of Czechs say they get their news from alternative sites. But for some in this country, which has only had democracy and a free media for 27 years, it smacks of censorship. President Miloš Zeman, often described as pro-Kremlin, was an early critic, saying nobody has a monopoly on the truth. The government hit back, saying the unit would not be censoring anything, merely pointing out patent falsehoods. It's already being unflatteringly described, even in the mainstream media, as the Ministry of Truth. But perhaps its greatest challenge is overcoming deeply ingrained Czech scepticism. Czechs generally take what their governments tell them with a large grain of salt, a habit that goes back through the communist period and beyond, well into Habsburg times. Convincing them that the Centre Against Terrorism and Hybrid Threats was founded in the interests of protecting Czech society from harm will be an uphill struggle. Rob Cameron, DW, Prague.